Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
And today, Joe, you're going to just have to read between the lines.
I can't read small print. Sorry.
Nope. Well, you know, age.
You got a magnifying glass?
No.
Oh, well.
No, it's going to be a tough show.
Okay.
Tough show.
I'll wing it.
Yeah. So my trivia question that you misread.
No, it wasn't a question I misread.
Oh, okay.
From the website.
Okay. The website is HelloGiggles.
That's not what I read.
.com. Okay. Anyway.
I read it as HelloGiggles. Huh. It's the Irish hell site. Welcome to HelloGiggles.
Gonna be one of those days, huh?
We have your Krabby Patties. Anyways.
So, Joe.
Yeah.
What is bibliosimia?
The Gunsundag.
Well, you guys, you know the love of the smell of old books.
I
love the smell of old books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's actually a perfume that's the smell of old books. Anyway, they have the aroma of dust and a whole lot of history.
It's called librarian. Sorry, librarians.
Anyway, the smell of old books and the loving of the smell of old books is
okay.
Bibliosma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Actually, I have an old book, too, I just picked up recently.
Yeah, what was it?
It's a reference to, it was one of 50 copies that was made. Pursuant to, what was the guy from France, the old general, little mini short guy. I can't think of his name now.
Napoleon,
yeah, it's about the life and times of Napoleon.
Oh.
They made 50 of them, this was 50 of 50. So
wow.
I got it really inexpensive, too, so I was really happy. Hard read, but it's been enjoyable, because it's stuff you don't know.
Though. Is it in English or French?
It's in English.
Oh, okay.
But definitely... It's not to show you sometimes. It's kind of a unique book.
I love books.
Anyways.
I love books. Anyway, jokes. I got jokes.
Jokes.
A hint.
Whoa.
Jokes. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
From site.google.com. And then there's a slash and all kinds of other stuff there.
Okay.
So I couldn't even. Yeah.
All right. So I went to a bookstore and asked the saleswoman, where's the self-help section?
And she answered, if I tell you, it will defeat the purpose. Take a couple of seconds, figure that one out.
Wait for it. That's pretty good.
That was interesting.
If I tell you, it'll defeat the purpose. I can see the face. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, our theme for today is not musty librarians.
Dang. Y'all took it away from me. You can't do that.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Right up, so it's y'all on radio. So.
Y'all. Yeah.
We're up north. You say yuns.
Yuns. Only if you're in Pittsburgh, right? Isn't that a Pittsburgh thing?
Probably.
Yuns. Anyway, our theme for today.
Today, well, it's not librarians.
No.
It's not musty old people.
No.
talked about reading between lines, so I'm really confused there. I guess we're just going to have to book this one for later.
There you go. In fact, our curious saying, or word of the day, is got a book.
Got a book.
I remember that from the 70s in high school. Okay, guys, got a book. You know, as you run out the door?
Yes.
Yeah. And it actually, I'm calling this dueling origins.
Okay.
Because I looked it up and there were a couple of them. And on Reddit, do you ever look at Reddit?
I have not.
Reddit, sometimes it gets a little randy.
Okay.
To put it nicely. But on Reddit, there was a conversation that turned into an argument. So I kind of, you know, looked at it, boiled it all down, and there's two ideas here. And from Quora.com, it's Q-U-O-R-A. To book it, which has been recorded since the 1970s, is an abbreviation of the older bookity book. To run fast or to move quickly. The verb, which is echoic of the sound of shoes slapping on the ground, goes back to at least the 1930s, when one finds in the book of Mules and Men, you know, one of my favorite reads, Dat old lion give John de bookity book. He hauled fast mail back to the woods. Gotta read that book now.
Yeah.
But on the other end,
from English.stackexchange.com. It's definitely of U.S. military origin, as several previous commanders have said. You signed a logbook upon leaving and returning when granted leave or pass. To book, used as a verb, simply meant that you were leaving your base with permission. There was no connotation of a rapid exit, and there is no connotation whatsoever to the word boogie.
So, Mr. Military Guy, what do you think?
Do, 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 do.
No, I've got the book thing.
Boogie nights. Well, I mean, it's true about the military, because everywhere you went, you know, if you left the base or you left your station and you had to book it and you wrote it in plain English with your zeros crossed, your letter O crossed, and the T had to be, there was all kind of rules. But and then the chief or captain walked up and didn't see that you didn't write it properly. Well, you got to go talk to other people about your indiscretions on not learning how to write the English language.
Okay. So this could be possibly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll never know.
I've never heard the term book it, but it makes sense.
Yeah. So. Okay. You know Oprah.
I've heard of such a woman once upon a time.
Yeah. I got top 10 list.
Cool.
Yeah.
And we know that there are?
9.
Awesome.
Now, have you ever noticed how odd this is, that it's a top 10 list from clubtop5.com. So that makes it even weirder.
Sounds like a dance bar on top of someplace.
No.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Oprah Winfrey has an official Oprah's Book Club that periodically recommends new book selections. And I've heard when she does, they just go crazy and skyrocket in sales.
Okay.
But what happens to the books that don't make the cut?
They
end up on this list.
Okay.
So the top 9 rejected Oprah Book Club books.
Top 9 rejected.
Yes.
Okay.
So number 9 is The Color Green. Just, you know, her movie was The Color Purple.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 8, I'm okay. You're a waste of food.
It's a little harsh.
Wow.
7, I can think for myself. Oprah says so. A little subtle humor there.
Number 6, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Psychopaths. That one was deep.
Yes, I know. This one I love. Okay. Number 5, Life of Pie and Donuts and Cheesecake. Aw. That was a great movie, by the way. I haven't read the book. Good movie.
Number 4,
ooh,
The Dr. Phil Swimsuit Edition.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Number 3.
No.
So wrong. So wrong. Lemmings Who Buy Books. Oprah said it's good. Flop. Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 2. The 5 people you meet at the 7-Eleven.
And the number 1 rejected Oprah Book Club book.
Morons Who Jumped on My Couch. Ow.
Yeah, sorry, Oprah lovers.
Yeah, send all emails to, I'm not sure, to. All right, we're going to go to our next one. It's just so funny. Dumb Criminals from dumbcriminals.com.
Mm-hmm, this one is called Writing the Book on Crime.
Oh.
Yeah, according to the Associated Press, a former California gang member got arrested and sentenced to prison for his role in a jewelry heist after police learned about his involvement from his memoirs.
He wrote about his involvement in a crime that he thought he got away with in his book. Something tells me he's really not a really good proofreader.
He was accused of being the mastermind and the getaway driver in the jewel heist, mastermind being stretched in the loosest sense of the word.
Prosecutors even used a book he was interviewed in as evidence against him during the trial. Now, it hasn't been confirmed that the prosecutors asked the defendant for an autograph. There you go.
Isn't there a rapper that wrote a song about some crime he committed, like, in detail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Guess where he's at?
Dumb Criminals. He's in the Dumb Criminal History book. I have a story.
Yeah.
I have a story. Story time.
Please, Mommy, tell me a story.
From Jokes For Us. Not Jokes R Us. Jokes For Us with the number 4.
Well, if Jokes R Us, it'd be going out of business. But anyways.
Yes.
Okay.
So, anyway,
yes.
One day, this is deep, so you gotta, like, really listen hard here.
Dun, dun, dun!
And one day, the library was lonely with no one in it for the librarian to help. I know. So two chickens came through the door, screeching, "Block! Block!" I practiced that all morning. The librarian quickly got up and gave each of them 5 books. The two chickens left satisfied. Just a few minutes later, the same two chickens come through the door with no books, screeching, "Book! Book!" The same librarian once again jumps up and gives each chicken 15 books this time.
Now the chickens leave satisfied once again. Then again for the third time, the chicken returns, screeching, "Book! Book!" But this time, being suspicious, the librarian gives each chicken only 1 book because they still have not returned the other books. As the chickens leave, the librarian slowly follows behind to see where all those books were going.
The chickens come to a stop and start throwing the books into a pond, where some frogs grab the books and throw them behind their back, croaking, "Reddit, Reddit." Other cat just laughed, okay. Yeah. It's hard to find jokes about books, guys, okay?
Without trying to offend somebody.
Only the frogs are offended there.
The names were changed to protect the innocent.
Yes.
Anyways.
So, I found some fast facts.
Okay.
And these are pretty fast, too.
Fast
facts. Fast facts. Again,
that are fast.
Yes, facts that are fast. Again, from HelloGiggles.com. Okay.
Surprising, there are tons of random facts about books that are super interesting. There are over 120 million books in existence. According to Google, 129,864,880 million books have been published as of 2010.
So can you imagine how many there are now?
No.
No. Anyway.
It's probably less because nobody buys books anymore. That number is obviously a lot higher now, so that when you say it out loud, can't find a good book to read, know that you have a lot to choose from.
The most expensive book ever purchased was sold for $30.8 million. It was Codex Leicester by Leonardo da Vinci, and it was purchased by Bill Gates, according to the Business Insider. Don't worry, though. He probably made the money back within an hour.
Yeah, it's chump change to him.
Yeah.
The longest sentence ever printed is 823 words. Speaking of run-on, we have a feeling it's probably a run-on, but it's legal sentence that exists in Victor Hugo's Les Misérables, according to...
Les Misérables.
That's what I said. Les Misérables, according to Barnes & Nobles.
You know, did I ever tell you a story? I've taken many, many, many years of French.
Okay.
And my junior year of college, I took this French literature. Oh, great. I can't wait for this. And... The class was comprised of this older man sitting at his desk, smoking a clove cigarette, which is quite popular in France, and you could smoke back then. He smoked his clove cigarette and read Les Misérables to us. That's all he did for a whole semester. Whole semester.
I didn't read the original book, but I read the... I didn't read Les Misérables, but I did read the sequel, More Miserable.
Thank you, Dave.
And but wait, More Miserable Part 2 is coming out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, extremely miserable. Miserable once again.
And
the end of the story is...
In vain to Back to the Future, More Miserable 5,000.
The end of the story is at the end of the course.
Yes.
He asked if there were any questions, and we all just sat there dumbfounded, because... No. And he read the book in French. Did I mention that he read the book in French?
Mm.
And he looked up and he went, "I hate this damn book."
Wow.
We're like, okay. Thank you. Learned a lot. Anyway. Yeah. Another fact here. Go on.
Authors' names didn't used to be printed on the covers of their books. The covers of the first printed books were considered artworks. They were covered in drawings, leather, and even gold, so there wasn't a place for the author's name.
Yeah, they could have snuck it in there somewhere. The first book ever written using a typewriter was The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, which means Mark Twain must have had a lot of ink and a lot of patience. Can you imagine writing a whole book out?
No.
Yeah.
President Theodore Roosevelt would read 1 book per day. Now, that's dedicated to reading.
Wow. And the 3 most read books... No, they're not red or green. The 3 books that are most read in the world are the Holy Bible.
Okay.
That makes sense. Quotations from Chairman Mousy Tongue.
All right.
And Harry Potter.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Icelandic people read more than anyone. Perhaps it has to do with the weather, or maybe they're just taught to really love books. Either way, Iceland for the win.
Yes. This is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Alice in Wonderland is based on a real 10-year-old girl. Her name is Alice Liddell, and her family was close friends with the author Lewis Carroll. While on a boating trip, she asked him to tell her a story, and that's how Alice was born.
Aww.
Aww.
Illiteracy is still a huge problem throughout the world. One in five adults around the world can't read or write, with the highest rates in South and West Asia and South or Sub-Sahara Africa.
Yeah, it is. It's a problem, and there's way too many people.
Well,
yeah. Too many people even here in America that...
There are some cultures where they don't even teach women to read because they're...
They might learn something.
They might learn something, yeah.
Anyway, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Joke. From BuzzFeed.com.
Buzz.
What do you get when you mix alcohol and literature? Yes, you have to do this.
Tequila Mockingbird. Or, to just eloquently say it a little bit, Tequila Mockingbird.
Is that Don Patron tequila? Or
Grand Marnier. 1800.
I thought you'd like that one.
Never drank this stuff.
No? Tequila?
How would I know about Grand Marnier 1800?
Who knows? You know lots of things, Joe.
Trivia question about tequila.
Yes.
What is the difference between tequila and then the other stuff that they call tequila, but it can't be called tequila?
There's no worm in it?
No. The area that the stuff that's called tequila can only be raised in a certain area within Mexico.
Ah.
And they have the exclusive rights to call it tequila. Outside of that, it's called mezcal.
Really wild stuff that makes
mezcal, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's like wine, right? You can't call it champagne unless the grapes are from Champagne, France.
It has to have a connection to...
Okay, got it. So I was looking at Twitter again.
Okay.
I'm liking this. This is kind of fun. And I looked up hashtag library stories.
Okay.
So some of these are interesting. Some of them are funny. But at Junior Library, the librarians were mysterious. It was said they could tell what book you needed just by looking at you, and they could take your voice away with a word.
Which is true. Yeah, thank you. All right, at Helga Grace, regular library patron today, you know what I like about you? Your warm indifference.
Describe some older librarians I know.
Oh.
Warm indifference.
Yes.
Yes. At I'm Krebenhoft.
Well, thank you.
Seriously. Obviously, she's a librarian. The shining moment of my day.
Okay.
75 kindergarten students came in for story time. On their way out, one six-year-old said, I'll miss you. His friend, also six, said, I'll miss you forever. Like, I'm never coming back to the library.
Yeah. They were just adding the, what's that term when you...
Embellish?
Embellish, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At Emily Slaughter, person walks into the library involved in a heated discussion on the phone about a relationship. Me, excuse me, would you please take your call outside? Person hangs up phone. I like hanging up on him anyway.
Ouch. I love this one. This is at Library Ninja 25.
Ooh.
She's sending out a warning to all the people in the library she works with. The season of library cards stuffed in bras is upon us. Stuck up on hand of sanitizer, my friend. Well, you know, because girls don't carry purses anymore. Especially younger ones. So where do you put your library card? In your bra.
Okay.
Yeah, with the back of your phone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Works for me.
Yeah. Yep.
Quotes and quips. From ebookfriendly.com.
Cool site.
All right, so these are a bunch of little quips. All right.
Yeah.
Stephen King says, books are unique, portable magic.
Yeah. If we encounter a man of rare intellect, we should ask him what book he reads. From Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Some truth in that.
Mm-hmm.
Reading gives us some place to go when we have to stay where we are. Mason Cooley.
I like that one. Yes.
Yeah.
always read something that will make you look good if you die in the middle of reading it. PJ O'Rourke. It's like the bed, what did they sell, the bedside book? You know, what book's on your bedside table?
Okay.
So I do. I have a really cool book on my bedside table. I have never opened it, but in case anyone would, you know, in case anybody would come in my bedroom, it looks like I'm reading a very astute book.
So I would suggest you have to dust it every now and then.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah. Move the bookmark.
Yeah. I think of life as a good book. The further you get into it, the more it begins to make sense. Harold Kushner.
I don't think so. My life is not making any more sense. In fact, it's making less sense than it did when I was 10 years older. Okay.
10 years old.
10 years old, yeah. When I was 10 years old.
You said 10 years older.
Older, like, no. It's making no more sense.
Back to the future. Wow.
You can't buy happiness, but you can buy books, and that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And Anonymous said that.
The book you don't read won't help. Jim Rohn.
No, they should put that up in the self-help section. A good novel tells us the truth about its hero, but a bad novel tells us the truth about its author. Mm. Ooh, Gilbert Chesterton.
I'll agree.
One of my favorites.
In a good book, the best is between the lines. A Swedish proverbs.
Uh-huh. And this one, you've probably heard this one.
Yeah.
So many books, so little time. By Frank Zappa. I would have not guessed that.
He was a very intellectual.
I know, but for him, I don't know. That just seems kind of different.
And highly talented guitarist that nobody understood or appreciated.
Oh, I like it. And his son was named Moon Unit?
Moon.
No, daughter.
Daughter was Moon Unit. Okay.
Dweezil actually was just in Kent recently.
I saw that at the Kent stage, one of my favorite places to go for
actually
concerts.
One of the two shows he did was playing all of his father's stuff. So.
Oh, cool.
Which we would have been out in the audience yelling, "Shut up and play!" Now, for those who understand Zappa, you know what I just said.
Okay.
He had three albums, because, you know, some of his songs are so goofy and out of the world, but his guitar works so good, so he actually put out three albums called Shut Up and Play, because people would say, "Shut up and play," because they wanted to hear him play his guitar, because he was so good.
Okay.
So, I've got three of his albums called Shut Up and Play, one, two, and three, and they're wonderful.
Cool.
Yeah.
Another top 10 list.
Yay! And
top
we have...
Top 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what chiclet means, and not the gum that you chew? Chiclet.
Then I'm lost.
Okay. The term chiclet describes contemporary fiction written for and marketed to young women, especially single working women in their 20s and 30s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So here we have the top 8 bad passages from chiclet novels. And you have to read it, you know, with a little drama here, the way it was meant to be read.
Sorry. Number 8, she was having a bad man month. One dumped her because she mentioned her boss had it in for her. The next said he was fed up that she felt her hairdresser was out to get her. After that was Jim, who, you know, apparently disagreed with her theory that the government wanted her dead. But Todd, he was the worst. The jerk, who she secretly believed worked for the CIA, had the nerve to call her neurotic.
Number 7. Stephanie's heart was full of regret. Her intuition told her perfection was impossible. Yet, she'd lost everything when she picked the Patriots to cover. Yeah.
Now, Ron was unsure of what to think. You know, the way Vanessa turned down the top of her Hello Kitty bedsheet suggested a woman who was sensitive to her inner little girl. Yet the way she shredded the bottom of them like a kitten's scratch paw depicted a woman who does not cut her toenails.
Yeah. Okay. So, number 5. She loved his nickname for her, Twinkie.
Oh,
how yummy and luscious, she thought. But joy turned to scorn when he revealed it was actually because he considered her spongy and full of gooey crap. Ouch.
Number 4. Okay, so he's guilty. That was his bite mark on the dead girl thigh, the DNA, the dental impression proved it. He's a murderer. Tiffany reminded herself, does that honestly matter? he is devilishly handsome murderer, and we all have got one murderer in us. Now his is out of the way? Besides, he winked at me. Not at every juror, just at me.
And number three. Denise knew it took two to tango, and that parfait spoon was her pervy Marlon Brando drizzling her hot, yearning mouth with helpings of peanut butter fudge chunk delight.
Yuck. Number two. The painting goes, snapped Olivia, studying the dark mustard wall intently. Let's try an antique mirror. Or maybe a wicker fan.
Ooh.
After all, she's been a professional designer for almost 3 years now. And what did a bunch of stuffy museum curators know about style? Yes.
Love that one. And the number one bad passage from a chick lit novel.
Miranda couldn't help but feel demeaned and unappreciated as she spent her days fetching coffee for office drones that always seemed to get the promotions and assignments that she felt should be hers. Mm. Yet, she couldn't help but feel some of it was her own fault. After all, nobody had forced her to take this job at Starbucks.
Okay, we just got a sigh from Mother Cat, not a laugh, just...
El Grong.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a quick one here.
Okay.
The top seven rejected children's books.
Ooh.
Yeah. Number seven is Charlotte's Website.
Number six, Chicken Soup for the Kitchen Floor.
This one is so wrong.
This is wrong.
So wrong. The mouse, the motorcycle, and the organ donor card. Ooh, laughs all around. Okay.
Number four. You're different. And all the other kids hate you.
Oh. Mm. Number three. The big book of things to put in your ear.
Number two. Tobacco Man versus the FDA gang.
And the number one other rejected children's book.
Harry Potter and the Allegations of Plagiarisms.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I know. It's tough out there. So I have ruminations.
Oh, cool.
From ruminate.com.
Ruminate.
Yeah. First one from W.R.M. Winger. Wish I had the time to read more, I think, as another episode of Fuller House starts up on Netflix and I make Candy Crush move on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's way too true.
Way
It'd be funny.
Way too true, yes. Every book is an educational book. If you read it, even if the only lesson you learn is, man, this book sucks. Read Kerr.
They say you can't judge a book by its cover. However, based on a cover alone, you can judge if it's a romance novel pretty much 100% of the time. Because it has Fabio on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from the covert comic. And that's all we have for today. I'm Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Booking on.
No, together we're...
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Y'all have a great week now.